Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good. Well, today we hear of Jesus making a whip and driving out all the animals and all of the money changers. And Jesus did this because he loves his Father's house. Jesus loves being in the temple. Jesus loves the worship. He loves to pray. He loves true worship. So today we're going to talk about something that's very important for all of you and for all of them. What do I have in my hand? How many of you like peanut butter? Who doesn't like peanut butter? Okay, well, that's okay. Some people are allergic to this. But you know why I have this is that there's a date written on this. It says 25 July 2015. That means I got to hurry up and do what? I got to hurry up and eat it because that's the expiration date. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be no good on that date. But we shouldn't use it before then. You know, there are certain things that do expire. That's why we have things on this to help keep us safe. But you know, Jesus cleansed the temple because, as we know, the Jews were required to sacrifice, weren't they? They had to sacrifice pigeons, they had to sacrifice oxen, and they had to sacrifice what else? Sheep. Very good. They had to sacrifice sheep. And Jesus drove all of those out of the temple. Jesus cleansed the temple of all of that because why? He was telling us something here about the sacrifices. Well, there is one final sacrifice to be made. You see, all those sacrifices of the animals and of all the grain offerings, all of that was going to expire pretty soon. It was going to be no good. That's because there is one final sacrifice. And what's that one final sacrifice? Who? Jesus dying, as you said, Owen, dying on the cross. Jesus dying on the cross. And Jesus is cleansing the temple because there's all kinds of filth in the temple. There's all kinds of bad worship. Now, can you imagine all those animals there in the temple? Can you imagine what it smelled like? How many of you are raised on a farm? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Because if the cattle or the oxen eat hay, then that means something else has got to come out of them, and it doesn't smell good. It's filth. Jesus cleansed the temple of all of that filth. And you know what? Jesus does the same thing today. Because we come into this temple, we come into this sanctuary, and what are we dragging in here with us? What filth do we have? Sin. We carry in our sin, and as you've just heard, once again, Jesus has cleansed us because his sacrifice will never, ever expire. His sacrifice is forever. So each time, my dear friends, you come here to this place and you hear that all of your sin is forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, believe it, because it's true. Because that's what Jesus does for you all the time. He's always purifying you. He's always cleansing you. He's always making you worthy. We don't have to worry about an expiration date because with Jesus, there is no expiration date. One day he will come for us and he will take us into his kingdom. We will never expire, but the unbeliever will. Those who don't truly believe that Jesus is their Savior, that he hasn't died for them, they will expire. They will be thrown away. Just like if I don't finish this peanut butter, it's Planters, by the way. That's good stuff. If I don't finish this, my wife will throw it away because it's no good. So remember, when you come to church, what you hear and what you believe and what Jesus does for you is always good because Jesus is good. He is your God and he is your Savior. So with that, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes. We bow our heads and we pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the ultimate final sacrifice for us, a sacrifice that is perfect, a sacrifice that lasts forever. And Lord Jesus, we believe that you are here to cleanse us, to clean us from all of our sins, in the forgiveness of our sins. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for us, and thank you for all that you continue to do for us. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you come quickly for us. And all the children said,
Amen.
I don't think they heard you.
Amen.
God's peace to you all.